This, I believe, is the key to the spiritual life and our relationship with Christ, but it's also the key to us developing our children, in particular on Mother's Day, and we'll concentrate pretty much on mothers and the relationship with the children. People today are looking to everything for wisdom other than God. People today are looking to everything for wisdom other than God. They look to science, they look to mathematics, they look to medicine, they're looking for secular answers, they look to everything but the Word of God. You call any kind of talk radio station and start quoting the Bible to them, they're going to say you're a fanatic and a nut, and they're going to dismiss you in a hurry. The world is looking to just about anything but the Word of God for wisdom and for insight to live in. And unfortunately, that's true also of many Christians. Many times we look other places instead of the Word of God, instead of God, when it comes to learning how to live, how to raise kids, how to have a good, solid Christian home, it seems to looking everywhere sometimes except the Word of God. The people out in the world believe that those who trust in the Word of God and look to the Word of God for instruction and for help, they pretty much dismiss them out of hand quickly. But what is needed for those, when we talk about the Christian home and those who are saved, there's a couple of things that I think we'll cut it down to two. We've just got a few minutes to talk about it. When it comes to the Lord and the relationship with the Lord, and that's where it all begins, this first is a trusting confidence in the Lord Jesus Christ. A trusting confidence. The Bible says in Proverbs, trust in the Lord with all thine heart. A trusting confidence. Now, this will be slow, as Lester Roloff used to say. I'm going to build the foundation first, and then I'll get to the superstructure. But you'll have to listen, deliberately listen up front, so you'll get the lesson that's going to come toward the end of this brief message. And so, the Bible says we're to trust the Lord. We're to trust in the person of the Lord, Jesus Christ. The truth is that much of the church today does not even know Jesus Christ. Many of those who are saved, though they may know Him in a saving relationship with Christ, they do not know Him in a personal way. But the Bible says that we are to trust the Lord. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Trusting a person, the living God, trust in the Lord. Do you find it hard to trust in the Lord with all your heart? Do you, beloved, find it hard to trust the Lord with all your heart? Now, it's a question you ought to entertain. The Bible says, trust the Lord with all thine heart. Now, I ask you this morning, do you find it difficult or do you find it hard to trust the Lord with all your heart? Do you have a kind of half-hearted trust in the Lord? You know what I'm talking about. It's that you trust the Lord, but there's not this complete, total trust in the Lord. That you trust Him, you know you're saved, you know you're on your way to heaven, but you find it hard to trust in the Lord with all of your heart and just put yourself out there and trust to Him. Now I'm going to tell you why that's true. And that's true with most Christians. They find that there's a reserve there, there's a problem there about trusting the Lord with all of their heart. There's a half-hearted trust. There's a trust. And there's a trust for salvation, but it doesn't move to a great degree after that. And there's a reason for that. The reason is that you don't trust Jesus Christ confidently is that you don't love Him correctly. It's because you don't love Him correctly. The reason you don't trust Him confidently is because you don't love Him correctly. You really can't trust a person you don't love or know that loves you. You cannot trust a person that you don't know loves you and that you don't love. You can't trust them. You can't trust them. You really can't trust a person you don't love or you know that they don't love you. See, first you need to know the person so that you can love them. And then after you know the person, that's the Lord Jesus Christ, then you can love Him. Look, before you're going to trust Christ, then you must know Him. And you have to know Him in order to love Him. You can't love somebody if you don't know them. People tell me, they just tell me all the time, they're just as wrong as they can be. Say, well, when I first saw that person, why, it was love at first sight. Well, it's not. There's no such thing as love at first sight. It's impossible. There can be infatuation. Now listen, there can be infatuation at first sight, depending on the size of the man. There could be infatuation at the first sight, depending on the size of the woman, but there cannot, stay with me, but there cannot be, there is no such thing as love at first sight. No such thing. See, in order to love someone, you must know them. And as you know them, you begin, you, see, if you know Christ, you love Him. If you know Him, you'll love Him. Now, you don't just trust somebody that you don't know. Suppose you were a mountain climber and you're getting ready to go down the side of the mountain, the cliff there, and so someone just walks by and he looks like a pretty good fella, and you say, hey, how about holding this rope? I'm going to go down a couple layers here until I get to the next level. You just hold that. Well, you're not going to do that. You're not going to do that. But if you've got someone you know and that you trust, not your brother-in-law, but somebody that you know and you trust, and you get him to hold the rope. Why? Because you know them and you trust them. See, our problem is that we do not trust the Lord fully. It's because we do not know Him. If we knew Him, we would love Him. And not only that, the more we know Him, see, oh, the Lord loves me. Oh, He loves me. You think that's not bragging. He just loves me. And the Lord loves us. And the more you know the Lord, the more you get to know Him, the more you love Him, and the more you'll know He loves you. It's a wonderful thing to know that God loves you. I mean, you love Him, but to know that God, but you can only find out how much God loves you by being with Jesus Christ. It's the only way. And you can be saved and on your way to heaven and know that you're saved according to the Word of God. But oh, dearly beloved, see, you cannot really love the Lord till you know Him, and you can't fully trust Him until you love Him. So the secret here is you must get to know Him. And as you get to know Him, you'll love Him. And then not only that, you'll know that He loves you. You don't trust somebody you don't know. Suppose someone comes up to you and says, hey, well, I don't know. Let's take somebody that I don't know here. Somebody maybe that's visiting that I could embarrass and make so they'd never come back again. Okay, let's somebody that, I'm ducking around now. Alright, maybe it's not a good idea. I didn't say it was a good idea. I said it's just an idea. I don't know. Miss Rose's dad here. Alright, I don't know her dad all that well. I've met him a few times. Tried to borrow some money from him, and he loaned me some money. I've met him. I don't know him. So suppose he walked up to me and after church today, and he says, "Preacher, would you do something for me?" And I said, "You're Rose's dad, aren't you? You know how we do. We evade those things. You're Rose's. Yeah, you're Ray's dad, aren't you? Yeah, yeah. What'd you do?" So well, see, I don't know him. Like I know Rose. I don't know him. I know him better than Ray, but I don't know him. I'm only fooling, son. I don't know him like I know the rest of the family, like I know John, the rest of the family. So if he says, "I want you to do something for me," I'm probably going to think, you know, well, I'm going to think, well, you know, Rose, she's just as nice as she can be, and John and Ray, so he probably wouldn't ask anything to be, you know, be out of the way that I probably could do. But see, I don't know that he loves me. Well, I know after this today he won't love me, but before this, I don't know that he may have loved me before this. So I don't know him. So I don't know what he's going to ask me. See, I don't know him so that I can trust him wholeheartedly. I'm sorry. But see, I don't know him that. But wait a minute. But suppose Miss Nita comes. And she comes and she says, "Hun, so I want you to do something." I said, wait a minute, we've only been married 40-some years. Hey, I've got to get to know you. I can't just all of a sudden, you know, some problem or something. I mean, I can't just know. Not only do I love her, but she loves me, and she's not going to ask me to do anything that would be an embarrassment or be wrong, you see. So I trust her completely. I know that Rose's dad's a little shaky, so I can't trust him completely. But I trust her completely. Why? Because I know her. See, that's the way that we have trouble with trusting the Lord completely, because we don't know the Lord. When we know the Lord, then we're able to trust the Lord, and then we trust Him wholeheartedly because we know that He loves us. That's the reason when I read you the scripture, says that Jesus says, "Those that love me will keep my commandments." Why? No, look, I know Him because I know Him, I love Him, and because I love Him, I know that He loves me, and then I know He'd never give me anything to do that wasn't right and good for me. So I trust Him. Now that's the spiritual relationship that we develop with the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, I'm gonna help you on Mother's Day, and oh my goodness, there's a lot of things I could do, but I can't. I don't have time. I'm gonna help you and give you some teaching on Mother's Day, on the doctrine of love's confidence.
Now I'm going to tell you what is wrong in our society, and one of the key things. Now last Sunday night, there was great help in the relationship between husband and wife with the children, the blending of the souls and so on. Now, but let me give you the key to what's wrong today with regard to mother and children. It's the same thing that I just talked to you about Christ. Here it is. Your children, you don't know them if you're farming them out in the daycare and you're not at home with them. You can't get to know them the way you need to know them. You cannot get to know them the way you need to know them. And so you cannot love them. It's not that you don't love them. You love them, but you can't love them. The Bible says in Proverbs 22:6, it says that train up a child the way he should go. You can't know them well enough to know the way he should go, or she should go, in order to train them, because you're not there with them. And I'm going to tell you something else. The reason we have trouble as they get older, they don't know that you love them. Now you take that to the bank. They don't know that you love them. They don't know it. You said, oh, but I do love them. No, they're spending more time with other people than they are with you, Mama. See, the idea here is this, is to see, first, you cannot trust somebody until you know them, until you love them, until you know that they love you. The reason we have a whole lot of teenage rebellion today is, it's very, very simple. Number one, they're farmed out when they're young. I'm going to speak for the child, could I? I'll just speak for God and the child. And let the chips fall where they may. Here's the simply this, beloved, is that if you're not building a relationship with your child, you're off work somewhere, and they're in a daycare, or they've been taken care of by a babysitter, let me tell you something, you're not spending enough time with them to convince them of the love that you have for them. They're not convinced of that. And so later on, when you're saying to your children, hey, I want you to do this, I want you to do that, hey, you've not spent that time with your child to convince that child that you love that child. And once that child is convinced that you love him, and that child loves you, then that child will trust your decisions. Then that child will say, anything that Mama would say for me to do, I know that Mama loves me, and Mama wants me to do what is right, and I'm going to do that. Here's what, we've got situations where the children love the daycare and the babysitters, and then later on they love their teenage friends more than they love their parents, because they spend more time with them. You can't know them unless you spend time with them. You can't love them the way you should love them, train them the way in the way they should go, unless you spend time with them. And they can't know that you love them unless you spend time with them. You say, well, I don't like that kind of teaching. Well, it's Bible teaching. It's scriptural teaching. And it's one of the reasons we have trouble today in our society with children. So Mama, it's the same old message, just with different illustrations. Go home. When I preached this in the white building over there, I remember a mother, I'll never forget this, a mother that came to me, and it's a different message, it's Bible, it's the same type message, and she came to me and she said, I'm working out now, my children are young, she said, I can work our bills down, I think she said 2 years, so I can work our bills down so that I'm coming home. I'm gonna get out of that job. I'm coming home. And she didn't less time than that. If there's one child here I can help by preaching this, just one child. That's good enough for me. That's good enough for me. Listen, in your spiritual relationship, the reason we don't wholeheartedly trust Christ is because we don't know Him. As we spend time with Him and get to know Him, then we love Him. And then the wonderful thing is that, see, I know He loves me. See, your child, now, oh, dearly beloved, listen to me. Your child being shuffled here and yonder and taken and left in different places, they're not sure that you love them. There are Christians here this morning and you're not sure God loves you. Why? Because you see, to know Him, you have to spend time with Him. And to know Him is to love Him, but then beyond that, dearly beloved, is to know that He loves you. And here's what's missing. The child is unsure whether Mama loves him or not. Wouldn't you be unsure if you were dropped from pillar to post? If you were farmed out, wouldn't you be unsure? And so later on, Mama comes and Daddy comes and now they have a teenager now. But they've been farmed out all of their life. And they get their counsel from their teenage friends. And they listen to their teenage friends. Why? Because they're more convinced that their teenage friends love them than a mother who dropped them off from daycare and farmed them out all those years. I know it's difficult to preach truth and listen to it, but that's what it is. That's what it is. And see, the parallel with our relationship with the Lord parallels our relationship with our children. It's a tremendous truth. You see, you're trying to make me feel guilty, aren't you? You're getting it. You're getting it. So, well, you're preaching to me. Now, I'm preaching to the pews and this pulpit here and this mic, trying to get this mic to do right, trying to get this pulpit to do right, trying to get the pews to do right. I can't even get them in church today. Stay with me. They used to sit back there. I'm trying to get them right, though. But now you're preaching to people. It's people. All this will help you. You that have younger children. I'm convinced of this. I'm convinced of this, y'all. The children are not convinced that Mama loves them. Mama, I know that you love them. I know that you do. Do this spiritually. Do you know how much the Lord loves you? How much the Lord loves you? Oh, He loves us so. But you won't know that until you spend time with Him and know Him and love Him. And then it just floods in. And I want to say it a lot up here, but I know people will take offense at it. You know, this, well, he just thinks God loves him above everybody else. Well, maybe I do. But I don't want you to understand that when you get in that relationship, then you know that God loves you. The Lord loves you. And the process with our children is breaking down. Breaking down. You're not with them. When it says train up a child in the way he should go, it means that you spend time with them. Every child is different. One child has this characteristic, needs help in this way. One has a bent over this way. Train up a child in the way he should go. Not all child, they all go generally speaking the same way, the way of righteousness, but some have strong wills. Some are more easily dealt with. They're all different, the way he should go. You can't do that unless you're with them. And you can't really get across to them how much you love them unless you're with them. Mothers, this will help you. It'll help your daughters. It'll help the whole family. It'll help the whole family. You say, how can you preach like that and know that goes against the grain of all what secular society is? How can you do that? Let me tell you how I can do it. Because God loves me. I'm telling you, it's the crazy. He so loves me. He just loves me. He loves me so. You know what he did for me? He sent Jesus to die on the cross for me. He loves me so much. He spent so much time convincing me of his love for me. So many things in the Bible convince me of his love for me. What are you doing to convince your child of your love for him or her? Dropping them off somewhere? Going out to the world? I know that God loves me. He did so much to convince me. What are you doing? You say, but they know. No, that's the sequence. You know them. You love them. They know that you love them. They follow your leadership because they know that anything that you would ask them to do,
would be for their good. Wonderful. Let's bow for prayer.